podcast for all your running needs.
Ned, he was a terminally happy guy. And Ned, he ate a moldy pumpkin pie. And Ned, he thought that he just couldn't die. And Ned, he laughed so hard it made me cry.
Hello and welcome to the Run, Run, Live podcast, the podcast for runners, wannabe runners, and mid-packers of all shapes and sizes who just want to strap on their favorite pair of shoes and get out there. This is Chris, your host, and whenever and wherever this episode finds you, I hope you're doing great, and I hope you're getting your run in today. I know I'm getting my run in today. Are you ready to have some fun? Come on, let's go for a run. Welcome. Well, my running friends, my mid-pack mavens, my exercise and endorphin enjoyment specialists, welcome to episode 45 of the Run, Run, Live podcast. Today, I'm interviewing Bob Quast, who's one of the executives over at Life Fitness Company. They're one of the oldest and largest fitness equipment manufacturers. And this is Chris, your host. This will be the completion of the commercial interviews of my Treadmillapalooza series. I may do one more on treadmills, but it'll be with Frank, my buddy from episode one, and Brian, who both are serious runners, guys I train with, and they both have high-end treadmills in their houses, and I thought it would be a nice wrap to talk to these guys, get the user side of the story. So maybe I should be calling this the Run Run Live 2.0, because I've had a, as they say in the positive thought circles, a wonderful learning experience with web hosting over the last couple of weeks. And before I go any farther, here's the deal. My website imploded, and it took my podcasting software with it, and this means the old Run Run Live podcast RSS feed, which is this little schniblet of computer code that tells iTunes and your MP3 player where to find the new episodes when they get published, well, that all ceased to exist in a fantabulous supernova of non-existence. So I had no way to redirect my feed so you would get it. So I have a lot going on, but I have the Geek Squad over at Apple checking to see if they can manually redirect the feed so you won't see a discontinuation of service, but I've created a new feed, too, that you can find on my website, runrunlive.com, all one word, or at feedburner.com. I've also created a new iTunes podcast, a Run Run Live running podcast, same name, and if you subscribe to that, you'll get the new ones going forward as well. But hopefully the old podcast will pick up on the feed as well. We'll see what happens. It's been a wonderful learning experience. If you're listening to this, you're either a returning listener who has found the new feed, or you're new to the show, so welcome. New episodes will be on the new feed, and the first 43 episodes will be available as file downloads at my website, runrunlive.com, and I believe the old feed still works for some reason. Previously published shows will work, I believe, so you can still find those on iTunes. Hey, I truly apologize for your inconvenience. I'm still learning, but as Henry Ford said, anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. Anyone who keeps learning stays young. The greatest thing in life is to keep your mind young. That's true. One of the things that powers me is the pursuit of learning, is living a life of learning. So I'm learning a lot from this. So anyhow, enough of this fiddle-faddle. How's my running been going? Well, hasn't been really going much at all, because I'm between campaigns, so it's not much of a problem. I could use a break anyhow, so I'm taking about 3 weeks sort of off here, just doing a little casual running from my training. Wrapped up my fall races, and my next race is January 1st, which will be the Hangover Classic in Salisbury, Massachusetts, where we get to swim in the Atlantic Ocean on January 1st, New Year's Day, and I'll be up there with one of my daughters. I don't think they're calling it the Hangover Classic anymore because of the political incorrectness of that. I don't drink, so it isn't really politically incorrect for me, but what the heck. I tore a muscle in my back running with Anthony. I ran into a tree. Long story. You can get that on episode 43. And so about a week and a half ago I did that, and I've been trying to let it heal. I've got a bunch of travel this month that limits my ability to get any quality workouts in, and I'm going to be this week in Lexington, Kentucky. And then the end of the week, I'm going out to Switzerland, which is kind of cool, because I've never been there. And I'll try to get some runs in over at Lake Geneva. And I can still run when I travel, but it tends to be, you know, pretty low-quality exploratory type of workouts as opposed to targeted training plan type workouts. So, you know, running when I travel actually helps keep me from getting sick while I'm crammed into metal canisters with the other 98% of the proletariat who are not as concerned about their health as I am. And if I'm running, I don't get the obligatory head colds and chest colds. Yeah, I know this is true because I was good for 2 bad colds a year before I started running. And it may be the placebo effect, but I believe that my healthy lifestyle, my exercise, increases my body's ability to fend off invading bacteria and viruses and bad things like that. So it's all good. Hey, so this is a great time of year to think about the new year and your resolutions, about setting personal and professional fitness goals. I don't want to get all Tony Robbins on you, but you got to have goals. Goals drive your performance. Goals force you to make plans and think about what you're doing today and tomorrow to get to those goals. So, you know, goals don't have to be crazy hard, but they should stretch you out of your comfort zone a bit. I'm going to work some changes into the podcast because, you know, what I want to do is I want to create more runners and I want to help you guys get out there and do well and feel good about yourselves. So I will try to work some inspirational, you know, little speechy type things into it, as it were, to give you a little hope and energy and be your partner through those hard times that we all have and keep you going. And I'll try to work one of those into the end of this show after the interview in the, as they say on Car Talk, the third half of the show. So today I'm going to slip in some audio from the killer ice storm we had this week. Actually, nobody died, but it's been a great ice storm. Shut down power. A lot of people still don't have power in my neighborhood. But since our power lines are underground, we still have power, and I can talk to you. And I'll give you a quick insight into my lose 10 pounds in 2 days chicken and salad diet. And I'll try to let you know what my calendar is going to look like for 09. So enough about me. On with the show.
Hey, this is Chris and Buddy. Standing on my front porch here, looking at just a scene of beauty and destruction this morning. It's December 12th. I'm not going to work today because they've told us not to go to work. We've had what's known up here as an ice storm. You hear those pops? Every once in a while you hear a pop. That's a tree giving way. All the branches, big branches, like I'm looking at basically the top of a maple tree sitting in my front yard. You know, probably a ton or more of tree covered in ice sitting in my front yard, and it's taken out my barbecue and my table on my porch and wiped out my wood pile, took the mirror off my wife's car. So basically what's happening here is the temperature is like 32, 33 degrees, but it's cold enough so that when the water hits the trees, it freezes on the branches, and they're beautiful. They're just full of ice, but it makes them really heavy. And they start to break, and you just hear all night long. I heard these trees popping. They just pop when they give way. Like, you know, they get pushed so hard that they just pop. And so sitting here watching, and it's kind of freezing rain, but I mean, there's no ice on the ground. It's just all up in the trees. It's right at the freezing level. And it's amazing the amount of destruction here. I took some trees down earlier this year, and where I removed trees, there's, you know, more trees broke because the old trees weren't there to support them. Really amazing. I'm hear that? That's the top of the pine tree just broke off, fell in the woods. And when they fall with this heaviness full of ice. It's wonderful, but it's kind of scary. I'm surprised we still got power this morning. I mean, I think power's out across most of the region. It's interesting. We get this. There was a big one in Montreal back in the 90s. Where they actually had like 10 inches. Wow, that hit my wife's car. Oh, it is actually pretty icy out here. That was another pine tree over by my shed. That's amazing. I gotta call, my cell phone's ringing. Might be the president looking for me.
And now for our featured interview.
I think we're recording now.
Okay. We can have added that.
We'll find out. I've done that before. I've done a whole interview and then realized nothing happened. You know, that's only once.
Okay.
Only once that happened. So anyhow, Bob?
Yes.
We're going to talk about Life Fitness and treadmills. So who are you? What do you do? Tell me a little bit about Life Fitness and what you guys do in the company and that sort of thing. Understand you're an executive. We're talking to an executive here.
That's right. I'm in charge of our brand management team, which really handles all of our products, both on the commercial and consumer side of our business. And Life Fitness has been around as a company for over 30 years, and we've been in the commercial and consumer industry for the same amount of time. Initially,
wow.
the company was formed on the was the first company that had the life cycle, the first electronic resistance ergometer for the commercial marketplace that eventually went into the home.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm old enough to remember that.
Okay. I am too. So we have products both for the home and the commercial marketplace, and we're sold around the world, anywhere from Australia to Ghana to Pittsburgh.
So are you? You're probably one of the bigger players in the industry then.
On the commercial side, we are definitely the leader, both in the commercial cardio and strength. We also carry the Hammer Strength brand that's sold into the commercial marketplace and to professional and collegiate athletic teams. In the consumer market, we're known really in the home fitness, especially retail market in the States, and we're definitely one of the leaders there.
Okay, great. So my audience, the people that listen to this, are mostly, you know, sort of serious amateur-type runners.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
And so, you know, this time of year, they tend to look out the window and say, you know, do I really want to run in sideways sleet?
Right.
Or do I want to step onto something a little bit more comfortable?
Right.
So, you know, they're saying, okay, how do I get a treadmill? You know, what are the top 3 to 5 things that somebody like me is going to look for in getting a treadmill for running in the winter time?
Yes, I think the first thing is the comfort of the product. In terms of how much cushioning does it to have on the deck, we have a flex deck system on our products, and that reduces the impact the runner or walker would feel on the treadmill from anywhere up to 30% versus running outside. That's very important in terms of comfort and usability for a multitude of users. The thing I would stress again is a lot of people train with heart rate monitoring, so we offer a heart rate monitoring system on all of our products, both for the home and the health club, because that's a great way for people to exercise and keep them within their target heart rate.
Right.
And I would say the next is in terms of programming, how much programming in terms of variety a user or family would want in their home in terms of the variety of programs.
Sure.
Pre-programmed. We also have products for the home that you can pre-program, specialized. You can create your own workout, save it.
Yep.
On the product and have it for the husband or wife anytime in their home.
Okay. So when you're talking about cushioning on the deck, are we talking about where the feet hit the floor?
We have between the frame and the deck of the treadmill, we have elastomer called the Flex Deck. We've had in our product since 1991, and it's been developed over the years and first introduced into the health club, now into the home. And it's really to reduce the impact a user would feel if they were running on, you know, hard surface outside.
Right, right.
Or a non-cushioned product. So it's really between the frame that touches, you know, against the floor, and the deck that the belt sticks on.
Right, right. Now I've been on some treadmills. I've been on a lot of treadmills in my life, but some of them say Polar on them, you know.
Yes,
the heart
we that's what we have on ours. Polar is the recognized leader in the industry for heart rate monitoring.
Okay.
So we also have a Life Pulse system where we have contact with your hands to the ergo bar, and then if people want, they can wear a Polar heart rate training strap around their chest to also monitor their heart rate. Either way, we'll work with our product.
Right. So, you know, when we're looking at our runners here, typically these folks are fairly, you know, somebody like me is fairly active in terms of the speed and the distance and the frequency.
Yes.
Now, what are the kind of things that we need to be concerned about with getting a treadmill?
If they're active runner, I would definitely look at the max speed and the max elevation for variety and pushing the envelope. The other thing I would look for is what type of horsepower the motor has, that they pull the amperage out of the wall.
Right.
And those are always important. You want a very reliable hot horsepower for your product, as well as, if you're a runner, you don't be going at 5 miles per hour. You want to go up to 10, 12 miles per hour.
Right.
On a consistent basis.
Right, right. And it's typically going to have a little bit more abuse on the treadmill too, so you need something with a little bit more meat to it, right?
Yes, exactly. And also we test that also for a variety of users in the home, not just the elite runner, but also if the wife or children get on the product as well, we take that into consideration as well when developing the product.
So how does that work? What do you have to consider? So if I got I'm the 40 mile a week guy, and then I got my wife who's doing the power walk for 20 minutes, 3 times a week, and then maybe Junior on there as well. How does that work?
Yeah, we test our products to be used by a variety of weights of people, as well as under a variety of conditions, from anywhere from running to walking to a slow jog. And then anywhere from, 90-pound user to even a 300-pound user using the product. So we simulate a variety of conditions in the home that would exist.
Yeah.
In terms of weight and speed and incline that the product would take.
So how do you do that? You have
We have reliability simulators that we build that go onto the product, and we test the product before we launch and start manufacturing the product. It usually takes anywhere from 6 months to a year to make sure the product's fully tested out, and then once we hit the warranty period, whatever that may be for that product, we launch the product, and then we also continue testing beyond the warranty period to make sure we fill the customer's requirements or needs.
Okay, so you're actually building
a test simulator of a robotic runner and walker that you can modify for different weights as well as different speeds.
Cool.
And yeah, it is very. Yeah, we've been doing that since 1990, 91, so quite some time.
Yeah, I just got a visual of a robotic runner in my head.
Yeah, it's really it's from the waist down.
Yeah.
So it's really just the feet, and they can add weight to the unit to add weight for a user.
Oh, that's cool. So, given this, there's probably a range of products that you put into the home, right? For the the casual walker up to the sort of semi-serious runners. What's the range in your product line? I mean, give me some examples.
Well, we have our top consumer treadmill is called the Platinum Club Series treadmill. What that has is it has a built-in integrated TV that also has a connection for your iPod. So if you bring your iPod to the workout, you can charge your iPod. You can also display your music and listen to your music through the console interface. And if you have videos on your iPod, you can also watch your own personalized video.
Right.
That's the top of the line treadmill. It also has a USB port where you can save your workout, take it to our website, and then track it on a daily basis if that's what the user wants to do. And it gives you a variety of workout landscapes, so you can be anywhere from running around a 400-meter track to running up a mountain to walking around a 5K nature trail. So we offer, that's the ultimate experience for a runner.
Oh, great. And what's that's got to be up in the $2,000-$3,000 range, right?
Well, it's about $8,000.
Wow.
MSRP. So it's a commercial derivative.
Of our
highest end commercial treadmill.
No, I got it. I'm not that surprised.
Yes.
Because that's you really are. Most people go out and they walk through Sears and they see, the product sitting there for $800.
Right, and that's not for in my humble opinion, not for the serious runner.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
And then we also offer at the lowest end treadmill we offer is $25.99. That's a basic treadmill that folds if people want to put it into a corner of their living conditions are space constrained. If they live in a big city or an apartment building, you can easily maneuver the product into an area where you can easily fold it up if you're challenged for living space conditions. But that's really, you know, that again, you can run, walk, do whatever. It doesn't have the features I talked about with the TV and the iPod and the workout landscapes perspective, but it's still a very reliable treadmill for a runner.
Sure. I think, you know, it all depends what you want to do, right? You know, I got my 80-year-old parents have a treadmill in their house, and it's a little cheap one, but,
yes.
You know, they're not going to be running. You know,
it all depends.
They just don't want to walk outside in the wintertime, right?
That's correct. And or their doctor says if you don't walk, you're going to have more problems. So it could
right.
be a doctor-directed, yes. There,
right.
And that is definitely, our products go from $25.99 to, as I said before, $79.99 or $8,000. So
we
have about 7 or 8 different treadmills for the home. It's really based upon what the user or family wants to experience.
So what you guys have been at this for 30 years, what are the recent, you know, changes, recent advances that you see in the product?
Yeah, definitely personalized entertainment is new to the industry. We just started to offer an attachable TV on our product about 5 years ago, but now we have a relationship with Apple as well as Nike to really personalize the workout experience to what the user wants to watch or listen to on their product, as well as tracking their exercise and keeping track of it via a website. That's very, very new for
industry. Does it sync with the Nike Plus?
Yes, it does. So we we first had a relationship with Apple, and then Apple bought the relationship they had with Nike Plus to us a couple years ago, and we just introduced that end of August of this year. So you can track your workout if you're running outside with your Nike Plus, and you can track your treadmill workout or your bike or cross trainer workout on your Nano, and then sync that with the Nike Plus website.
Yep. And so you can do the same thing with your Life Fitness bike.
Yeah, you have to do it at the top end products I mentioned before.
Right. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It is, and that's again, who would ever thought you would hook a personal entertainment device up to a treadmill?
Right, and I can see in the not too distant future, you know, I go out and find some cool trail run someplace and record it on whatever the thing is that I'm wearing.
Yes.
Right, and then
yes.
go back to the treadmill and go, I want to run this, and plug it in and having it figure out here's the elevation and the speed and everything.
That's a great idea. That's right. Yes, that's something that that's been out there and people are looking at. Yes.
So what's the future hold for you for the company and for the product line? What's new?
I think more and more of personalized entertainment, more and more enhancing and keeping up with the Apple's devices. When we first started talking to Apple, they really just had one, really the iPod, which is now their classic, and now the iPhone. They've really migrated dramatically since we started working and talking to them about 3 years ago. So that's where people want to control their own experience. So I say, anything personalized or I have control of what I listen to and I control or track how I work out is the trend.
Yeah, and I think probably for the fat part of the fitness culture, no pun intended, that's probably helps them exercise more.
Yeah, it relegates the boredom or monotony of exercising. Again, you can watch what you want to watch. You can listen to your own music. In the golden days when I first started here, you just had piped in music overhead in a club.
Right.
Someone would turn up their boombox in their home.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's definitely the technology has become much more available and commercialized and easy to implement than ever would have been thought, 5-6 years ago.
So you guys have been doing this for a long time. You must have some good stories. What's the best treadmill story you got, or the best equipment story you have?
We had a gentleman a couple years ago run for 26 hours in New York in a store, trying to break the world record, and he missed by, I want to say, minutes. And
Was that Dean Karnazes doing that?
I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the person.
Oh, yeah, because I remember something about it.
I think it might have been Dean. Yes.
I remember it flashing by on the news.
Yes. And I've seen people at trade shows try and break the... I've seen one at a trade show, not on our product, but on another competitor's product, try and do... trade show last 3 days, nonstop, and he was 2 days into it, and he fell asleep at night and wiped out on the treadmill, which was too bad because he was close, but it was a big promotion they had, and then the next day he was not there, and there was our sympathy goes out to whoever it was. He didn't make it.
That's part of the rules. You can't fall off.
Yeah, well, you can't fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, that's tough. You must have. People must call in with stuff where they've tried to train their dog on it or something stupid.
Yeah, I've seen someone with a dog, not necessarily on our product, but try and train the dog on the product. And we've had a lot of case studies where people have lost a tremendous amount of weight that come through our website as case studies that they've need to lose weight and they've used our product and then done that as well.
Yeah, and I think some people, probably a lot of people, if they're just starting out and they're overweight, are a lot more comfortable being on a device in their house than going outside.
That's correct.
Going to the club.
That's correct. People are naturally able to walk and run, and that's usually the first purchase is a treadmill.
Right, so I guess it's good in that sense. Although people who are afraid to go outside, I would say, you should probably celebrate that,
Yes.
Most of the people who are doing it or have been doing it for years will help you. Aren't going to make fun of you. They're going to welcome you into the community.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So, all right. So, what's the? You guys must have a big ramp up this time of year, right?
Yeah. This is our busiest time of the year. Is usually from about middle of October, Halloween through. I always say opening day of baseball. That's when things, but it's really, as life has become more and more global, that's less of a factor. As we go into summer, the southern hemisphere goes into winter, so as you travel the world, it becomes less and less of a factor. But yeah, this is a busy time for Christmas and New Year's resolution.
Right.
It's very, very big. December, January, we found that a lot of people will give, in a stocking, a picture of a treadmill, and then in January they'll go buy it.
Right, exactly.
Because it's usually a family or even the head of the household, which is usually the wife, purchase, and usually is it's not just one person that goes out and buys it. It's usually a group effort.
Sure. Honey, I bought you a treadmill.
Well, yeah, it usually has to be a little more delicate than that. So, yeah, this is busy. I'd say our retailers are very busy, and right around now and through... the first quarter of next year, because of what the weather's doing, as well as get into your swimsuit,
yep,
coming the summer, etc. So it's a very busy time.
Right, it's busy in terms of the retail and the execution, but you guys did all the work.
We're ready to go by August, September.
Right. So the your channel is primarily retail.
Yeah, for the home market, we sell primarily through the fitness specialty retail market, and we have exclusive relationships in every state around the country.
All right, so how do people get a hold of you if they're looking to get a treadmill?
I would start www.lifefitness.com, and then they'll direct you to the website will direct you to our local dealer in that person's area.
Okay. And again, any questions they should have in the back of their mind when they're going out to shop?
Comfort, reliability, and also another big thing in the home that I didn't mention is quiet.
Ah, yeah.
People want to hear that the baby's crying upstairs, or they want to listen to the TV up in front of them. They can't be drowned out by a noisy treadmill.
Oh, good tips. All right, Bob. I guess I can let you go now.
Yes, thank you.
And I appreciate you talking to me.
Thank you for your time.
Hope you guys have a great season. I know the economy is a little rough right now, but hopefully you guys will ride it out, so to speak.
I think we will.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's today's quick tips.
Hello, folks. This is Chris and Buddy, and I would be speaking to you from the Boy Scout Bridge here, but the babbling creek that was 6 feet wide last time I was down here is currently about 100 feet wide, and the Boy Scout Bridge is totally subsumed by water. Buddy doesn't mind, but I'm not going to wade out there. I'm not going to cross this pond. So, subsumed. Jason, Sean, that means taken under by water, okay? So anyhow, yeah, I'm out running. I'm only going to get about 4 in, but I wanted to get out before it gets dark. It gets dark. Sunset today was 4:13 up here. I mean, that's ridiculous. The sun doesn't come up till 7:15. It goes down at 4:13. It's just ridiculous. You can't get any sun. I had to stay home today because of all this ice. There's so many trees down in the woods. I had to. There was some I couldn't even get around. I had to go in the woods off the trail and get all scratched up by raspberries. But I just wanted to run. I could not run any longer. I haven't run since Sunday. I've been riding the bike because of my torn back muscle that I have from running into a tree last week with Anthony. So I have been, my ride's real bad. Why does this always happen in December? You know, I guess you got to reset yourself in order to get up to your marathon in the spring. Hear that rushing water? Here, it's amazing. Yeah, it's flooded out everywhere. There's mud. The trees are down. You know, especially where the trail gets wide, because then you get areas where the trees aren't really supported by other trees, and they all come crashing down. Seems like the oak trees and the white pine trees came out the worst. Lots of sections of the trail, there's like 2 inches of crushed ice. Like the stuff you'd get out of the ice maker in your McDonald's ice maker machine. There's like an inch of that on the ground. And I guess it was real localized, because I told the people at work, hey, I can't come in, there's a big tree on my wife's car, and she's taking my car. And I don't think they believed me, because it was like, there wasn't any ice at all if you'd go 10 miles in either direction from where I live. So that's kind of funny. But, yeah, smashed my wife's car, took the rear view off, and crunched the roof in. So, pretty cool. That's what you get for living in the woods. And now I'm going to go home. I'm going to go back the other way. So, and the other thing, since I haven't been running it, I put on a ton of weight since my ultra. I was up to, like, 195. So, I said, Buddy's going nuts, so he's got a stick, and he's like, play with me, play with me. Ah! He's going to hit me with it. Hey, quit it. Take a pill, dog. All right, I'll throw it. Oh, he just wants me to hold so he can bite me. You're an idiot. Go herd some sheep. So, so I put myself on the chicken and salad diet, and I'm down to 185 as of this morning in 2 days. So, basically what I do is I do when I'm not exercising at all, because you can't do this while you're running because it'll kill you, but it's basically a zero-carb, low-fat, low-calorie diet, and I can lose, like, 10 pounds in 3 days. And that's enough for me to reset, so to speak. And if I take my running back up, I'll maintain it. But sometimes I just get too fat. It's easier for me to just go cold turkey, no pun intended, than to, like, just try to eat sensibly, because I can't really wrap my head around eating sensibly, but I can wrap my head around the chicken and salad diet. So basically, you just do 2-3-4 ounces of chicken with salad 4 or 5 times a day. You eat every 2 hours, and don't eat any carbs. Have oatmeal and egg whites for breakfast. It's your classic diet of the stars, and you drop fat like crazy. It just comes off. A guy with as much fat as I have, it plateaus after 10-15 pounds, but all I want is 10-15 pounds, so good on me. And if I can start running again, when I start, get off me, you crazy dog. If I can start running again before I start eating again, then it should all sort of even out, you know? But I know that's probably destructive and unhealthy, but what can you do? I'm a runner. All right, I gotta go before it gets dark. And start again. Hey, so I had to stop and record this moment. So this, on my way back, I hope the wind isn't too bad. On the way back, I stop on top of this hill. The trail comes out into an open field, like the Sound of Music sort of open field, except not in the Alps. And, it probably used to be a hay field or a pasture in the old days. But, sun is setting behind the trees that are along the edge of the field, and they're all full of ice and bent over. And it's like a crystal palace with the sun shining through them, kind of orange. and the path sort of winds off through the field into the sunset. It's like one of those motivational posters you see on the wall in the office, you know, and it would have some hokey saying across the bottom like, embrace your endeavor or something, or soar with the eagles, right? So, yeah, I had to capture that. Pretty nice. It's getting cold now, though, man. I gotta go home. Bye.
Okay, my friends. I like that. My friends. That's like the Quakers used to refer to everyone as friends. So my friends. That's it. Episode 45 in the can. Don't hang up yet. I've got the promised inspiration coming up at ya. So, but first, let's cover a couple of housekeeping details. You know what will be the best day of my life? It's when one of you comes up to me in a race and introduces yourself. So here's my near-term schedule for the spring. I'm going to kick it off with the Hangover Classic in Salisbury, Mass. On New Year's Day. I think they just call it the New Year's Classic now, due to political correctness. It's a 5K or a 10K, and the swim is entirely optional, although it's, you know, it's a hoot. Then I'll more than likely run the Derry 16 Miler in New Hampshire, famous race around here. And I'll probably run the Martha's Vineyard 20 Miler. This is part of my training program for my 11th Boston Marathon, which I hope to do if I stay healthy and have the time. I'm going to train a modified mid-pack moderate marathon plan. A lot of alliteration in that sentence. Basically, I'm going to do 5-6 days a week, one quality workout midweek, and a long run on Sunday. I find this, combined with long races, gives me a fitness level of somewhere around a 3:30 marathon, all things being equal, and it's enjoyable training plan, it's an enjoyable marathon, it just doesn't kill me or make me unhealthy. I'm also going to try to do some I'm going to learn how to do trail biking in the near future, and I want to do a trail bike ultra as my big hairy goal for this year. So maybe I'll do the Wilderness 101 or the Vermont 50, but I'm going to start mixing in that trail bike training. So I'm going to mix some of that into my plan somehow. Don't quite know yet. So I know a lot of you are running the plans from famous people. Like, I hear the Hal Higdon plan a lot. I'd caution against this, or at least think about it. Don't take it rote. I mean, don't do exactly what they say, because these guys and gals, these elite runners, they're elite runners, and you're not. If you're listening to me, you're probably not, like I'm not. And I've run a complete Hal Higdon advanced plan last year. I got to tell you, I didn't like it at all, and I didn't think it really maximized my fitness. You know, and I think part of it was, a lot of it was too much back-to-back high mileage and too much high mileage crammed into it. Now, if you're a mid-packer and you train well, you should be able to make your goals without that much mileage and that much punishment. I mean, I think that really raises your chance of injury, especially if you're over 40, which some of us are. So many of the plans from the elites are just that. They're elite plans that have been watered down for mid-packers. So, you know, they're based on assumptions that may, you know, they may just not be valid for you and I. So, you know, but listen to your body and do what feels right for you. I'm not saying don't do it. Just listen to your body. Do what feels right for you. I mean, I'd recommend if you're a mid-packer, you know, go to your local running club and ask one of those old, gimpy, hairy, grizzled guys with the 20-plus marathons under their belts. Ask them to mentor you. Ask them what they think, because they're a better role model than an Olympic, you know, miler, you know, for you and me. So, all right, since I've had to work on getting the podcast and website functional again, I haven't quite finished my new ebook, but I did convert the Midpacker's Lament, my physical book that you can find on Amazon. I converted it to ebook format, and as soon as my website is cooperating, I'll add a store module so you can get the No Trees Harmed version downloaded directly to your hard drive for your viewing pleasure. I have lined up for the future here, I think I've got lined up a representative from the Zappos Shoe Company, which is a case study in new media phenomena for the next couple of weeks. You may have their CEO, Tony, on your Twitter list, Tony at Zappos or something like that. I'm CYKT Russell on Twitter and also on Facebook and all the other places. And so a couple of weeks, I'm also going to be talking to, I'll try to talk to all the race directors of all the races I'm going to run, so we'll know what's going on there. That's always fun, and I like to support those guys. I've got some cool music for you to end the show. A nice melodic number from the PodSafe Music Network, and this is by Ezra Thomas, and it's called Winter Girls. Nice and melodic. So here's my inspiration that I promised. I'm going to ask you to be a leader in difficult times. And I know that the media and the oligarchs want us to believe that the world is coming to an end, but I want you to stay focused on presenting a positive message. I want you to cultivate being a leader in these difficult, hard, tough times, okay? And your families, your coworkers, your customers, you know, your bosses and managers all need someone to lead them. Be that person. Be the person who does not hang around the water cooler commiserating how bad everything is. Instead, be the person who talks about the opportunities in the future, the person who screws up their courage and makes the call to move forward. When they come to you with their misery, refuse to join in, say, you know what, I know everyone's under a lot of stress, but I'm choosing a different path. I'm not just choosing to make the best of a bad situation. I'm choosing to seize today as an opportunity to do things better, to do things differently, to personally make the world a better place. And you'll watch that light up their eyes, okay? And when you do this, people will line up behind your courage. They will follow you. You will be seen as a leader, as a rock for your family and your coworkers. And that courage demonstrated under fire will earn you respect and love, and yes, even a little power. But that's okay, because that power you accrue will enable you to continue to move the world forward. And you, yes, you, my friend, could be the wing beat, the butterfly's wing beat that sets off a ripple that turns this world around. So be that positive change agent. Be that leader. And, you know, the same is true with your running, with your fitness. All right, by choosing that healthy lifestyle, you are a leader. You are making a difference. When you make the time to lace up your shoes and get that workout in, you are not just helping to melt that extra donut off, but you're also helping the world by being a leader in action. You're helping change. So I'll see you leaders out there. All right? Signing off. Have fun. See you out there, my friends.
Well, there will always be one we have found. And deep in these arms as we lay.
Listening to the Run Run Live podcast. Comments and suggestions can be made on our listener comment line at 206-339-7804 or via email at chrisrunner@runrunlive.com. That's our website. Go to the website, check it out for articles and my blog and other great stuff. If you would like to be on the show, or have a suggestion as someone you would like me to have on the show, drop me a line, and I will see you out there.
Run, Run, Live, the podcast for all your running needs.